Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Issues 2025. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Sedgwick County Commissioner, 3rd District, Stephanie Wise. Welcome to
Hello.
Issues 2025.
Thanks, Steve.
Now, you've been on the commission several months now, right? Now?
Yeah, about 9 months now.
Nine months.
Coming fresh.
How do you like it so far?
It's been really great. You know, I came in knowing this first year was going to be a huge learning curve, and that it is. But, you know, having one budget under my belt made me feel a lot more accomplished, I guess, in my new role.
That would be one of the most daunting things, I would think.
It was a ton of pressure. And, you know, you expect it, but if you haven't felt it yet, you don't really know how it feels. Mm. And it's a ton of pressure. I think we did a really great job, so it felt like a lot of relief afterwards.
Tell us what you did before you were elected to the commission.
Sure. I've been self-employed for the last 12 years doing commercial real estate. So I started my career in property management at the age of 19, got my license, and have been helping businesses with locations ever since. Favorite part of that is representing small businesses and making sure that they know the business that they're getting into in real estate, whether it's a lease or a sale. And I've really enjoyed it. So that's been my whole background, has been in the real estate business.
So where are you from?
I'm from here. I'm from Wichita. Born and raised in the Goddard School Districts. So I went to Goddard from kindergarten to graduation, and I'm one of five siblings that did. So we didn't do a lot of moving around. I was raised by a Boeing guy, so we are very thankful he was able to continue to work for Boeing until just last year he retired, and they let him stay here and keep doing his thing. So
why did you decide to run for office?
I think it's important for us to get involved in our local government, and I've always felt that way. My mom was a really great example of that my whole life. As a business owner and as someone in real estate, I saw the connection between small business and local government decisions that were being made, local impact. So it was my intention to help recruit and bring other people into the conversations and running for these positions. Once we learned that Commissioner David Dennis was not going to run again, I started receiving the calls and the texts of encouragement to take that position or run for that position. I said no for a long time. You know, I wasn't sure that that's what I wanted to do, but I sure wanted other great people to do it. So I decided to put my money where my mouth is, and I went out and did it.
Isn't that nice, though, that people come to you and ask you to do things?
I know, and when it continues different.
The only thing that ever happens to me is my wife asked me to take out the trash.
That's just good.
So, you talked about your mom. Yeah. How was she involved?
So she was my treasurer for my campaign.
Okay.
She was always a precinct committee person. She was always involved in more policy life issues. And so she was a really, really good example of standing for not only your beliefs, but being involved and actually putting action into what you'd like to see the outcome. So she was the treasurer for my campaign. She has been the treasurer for other statewide campaigns, and she's currently the treasurer for one of the governor campaigns.
How about that?
I know. So she's a worker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would think the treasurer, I'd never run for political office, but you know, the money and that's coming in, you got to keep an eye on that.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of rules.
A lot of rules. And, you know, there's a handbook they give you, but there's not really anyone to coach you through it. And so you're learning as you go. They're not hard to understand, but it's certainly something you don't want to mess up. So
let's look at your first election, okay? What were the keys to victory? Spending a lot of money?
No.
Going door to door?
Door to door.
A bake sale?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Door to door. And I would say, I mean, that boots on the ground, it works in business and it works in elections. People want to know who you are. They want to know what you stand on. And the best way to do that is face-to-face conversation. There are people that you knock on the door and you disagree. And that's okay. And I think they need to see how you get beyond that conversation. That was my favorite part of the campaign was the door-to-door knocking as well. So anytime I felt, you know, when you're doing something new, you feel out of your skin sometimes, and I would get to knocking doors because that's the best thing. It gives you practice on speaking on your topics, but it also just brings you back to why you're doing it, and that's to represent the people.
I've known you 5 minutes, and I see a work ethic there that's pretty uncommon. Where did that come from?
Oh, man. You know, I have, my parents have been married now for, I think they just celebrated their 44th wedding anniversary. My dad worked for Boeing for 38 years. And my mom, she always was working. Like, she did recruitment at Friends University. She got her master's degree and she was a therapist, marriage and family therapist. And so I think I've seen the steady Eddie, which is my dad, who went to work, you know, 8 to 6 every day, didn't miss a day. And then I've also seen my mom that's just always been a servant and a hustler and managed her time really well. And so I think, you know, they say that, you know, your parents are important. And I could say that they're absolutely why I am who I am. And it's just spilled over into my work ethic, I think. And I'm a little competitive, so that might be a little bit of my drive.
So in July, for the first time, the leaders from the city of Wichita, Sedgwick County, and the Wichita School Board came together to address some of the biggest issues facing the community. What was their conclusion? Were you there, by the way?
I was there, yeah. It was a great meeting. And I love, that's exactly what we should be doing, is getting all of the different elected groups together to talk about these really, really big issues. What I was afraid of is going into that meeting that we would talk about things, but it really was just another meeting to talk about another meeting. I think some of the outcomes is that we saw a lot of alignment within, just visibly, what the concerns of the county commission is, what the concerns of the Wichita City Council is, and then what the concerns of the school district are. Some of them are different, but they're all so interweaved. And so it was really, I think, helpful for everyone to see that, you know, we have lanes that we need to stay in a certain degree. But there's also so much opportunity. Like, I think of, you know, braiding my daughter's hair. You know, there's these three strands that they have to be braided together in order to create a system that works, right? And to have this outcome. So it was a good, good meeting. Another meeting I think is being planned. I'm not sure that we came out with a lot of action, but I think we came out with an agreement that these future ready centers is the one thing that we can all work on together and really push forward on.
Tell me about that. What was that again?
So the Future Ready Centers.
Future Ready.
Yeah. So that is where the school district's working with WSU Tech to ensure that our kids are being exposed to different work opportunities and getting trained on the job. So when they leave high school, if college isn't their plan, they have a trade that they've been trained in. And there's so much more that comes out of that. I mean, expressing, you might have a kid that gets in to trouble because they don't know how to express their creativity. They learn that, oh my goodness, I am a welder. And who would have been able to help that child guide to that outcome, you know, their sophomore, junior year of high school. So I see more conversations coming out of that regarding expanding the Future Ready Centers and how we can all come to the table.
It's interesting that I think that's something that people have figured out over the past just a few years, frankly. Hey, not everybody has to go to college.
Yeah.
And you're not lost if you don't.
Yes.
There are certain great trade jobs out there.
Yeah.
Let's talk about public safety always comes in near the top of surveys, mm-hmm. public concern, and we're seeing a lot of gun violence lately around our community. What can county government do to lessen people's violent behavior, if anything?
Yeah. Well, that is a huge community need that government can't just lead on, but we can certainly try to help. And something that we are talking about, and Commissioner Jim Howell has really taken the lead on this for several years now, is there's a House bill that we've been pushing along to bring more if a child or an adolescent gets caught with a gun, that there needs to be something that happens. Right now, they just get a little slap on the hand, they go on with their day. Well, we're seeing that those are reoccurrence. There's a reoccurrence with those kids. And really, if they know that they're not going to get in trouble, they're not as scared to get caught, right? So we're really trying to enhance that law so that there is some repercussions. If there's a child with a illegal, you know, gun or whatever it is, weapon, that there's going to be consequences for that. And so that's one way is we need to make sure that we're taking it serious and we're getting guns out of these kids' hands.
I've heard that from other officials, say getting some intervention early.
Exactly.
You may be able to avoid some big tragedy.
Yeah. We need to be talking about it. And I think that we always have been, but now we're in a state where it needs to be more than just talk, and we need action.
At some point, I come in here every day and do my news, and I've got a shooting almost every day. And you think, gosh, will it ever end? Is there really a solution to this or not?
Yeah, it's heartbreaking. I've even asked, is it an increase, or are we just hearing about it more because of this different media sources that we have? I would love to believe that it's not getting as bad as it feels when we hear all of these and see these headlines, but it's so heavy.
You know, I mean, one of the things we're seeing, though, is not necessarily the number, but younger kids involved.
Yeah.
That's what's kind of shocking.
It's really scary.
Public safety, a big concern in District 3? I mean, District 3, let's just say you're basically the west part of Sedgwick County.
That's right. Yeah. I like to remind my colleagues. Yes.
And you've got Goddard, you've got Colwich. Is Mays in yours?
Not Mays proper, but Mays, some of the
Andale,
Mays school districts.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Andale, Colwich, Mount Hope, Bentley.
So what's the biggest concern in District 3 then? Is public safety the biggest?
Yeah. You know, when it relates to public safety, it's not so much the violence side, but our safety on our roads. So we have what is a very rural area that's becoming more urbanized. You have more traffic on these two lanes. We've got, stop signs that are going, east and west, but not north and south. I mean, we've talked about a lot of that, and I'm trying to take a very strong approach and bold approach to address that as we see, the city of Wichita is just that urban sprawl is coming, and we need to address that in our public safety from a roads standpoint. A big topic over in District 3 is water, both quality and quantity. That's something that, I think we all, as city residents, Wichita, I am a Wichita city resident, we are all on,
the drought plan, whatever.
Yes, and so we think about it because Cheney's low, but what we're not thinking about it is groundwater contamination and just the responsibility. I'm not one to want to add regulations, but there's a certain level of responsibility that we have for our future selves that we need to be thinking about how we're going to continue to have water out in these more rural areas. So it's been something I've had to learn a lot about. I went to a regional water summit about 2 weeks ago. It's not something I'm going to learn overnight, but I've got the resources and the people I can ask, and it's a real topic.
It's been a big concern, especially in the Western U.S. for years.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Issues 2025 on the Odyssey radio stations, and our guest is Sedgwick County Commissioner, 3rd District, Stephanie Wise. Now, is the county doing enough in the area of mental health issues?
Yes, I'm really proud of what we've done in the mental health sector. We've got ComCare that they just celebrated some great new grants that they have coming on board that's going to allow us to do even more work. We've partnered up with Second Light, which is the multi-agency center that City of Wichita is leading on, and the amount of resources that we are pouring into that has been from what I'm hearing from them, is extremely helpful. We've got a lot of mental health issues, you know, in our community, and they're only rising. So I think ComCare is doing a great job. Our corrections are, I mean, if you look at their data points, and I'm not going to try to remember them and misquote it, but their success rate is, I mean, amazing. I mean, they're doing such great work to reintegrate people back into life.
You've got the new psych hospital coming
up. Yeah, that's huge. That's huge. Exciting. Yes. Yeah. Yes, that's all going really, really great. You know, we're taking lead on that on behalf of the state of Kansas, but it will be a state mental hospital. So once it's up and running, you know, we're out. But I mean, we're going to obviously have involvement and in conversations ongoing because of, I mean, it's a really big deal to have that here in our region and able to get people the help that they need, help that people are on wait lists for over a year at this point before they can get help, and that's unacceptable.
I want to go back a little bit because you talked about roads, and then I thought while you were saying that you have a part of our county that there have been some nasty accidents in some of those intersections. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a problem.
Yeah, it's a problem.
To go ahead and light you, a couple of these intersections out on the west side of Wichita have been lighted now, but you can't do that for all the intersections. There's a ton of them out there.
Oh yeah, it's $1 million light if you're in right of way acquisition, and so we really have to be mindful of just our approach. I'm not satisfied with what traffic maybe requires if you're putting it on a table. I'm more concerned of, okay, with the traffic that we know that it's coming, how do we stay ahead of it so that we can make these changes and improvements before these accidents occur? So it's a little, you know, I got to press against our engineers sometimes. They do a fantastic job, and they are all open ears, but I know that what I think and what I hear from the citizens aren't necessarily the engineering answer, but we need to be open-minded and really think further ahead on what we can do and when.
Technology is not always the answer.
Yeah.
Hey, do you see the hiring and retention of county employees as a problem solved?
Yes. Oh, man. That was a problem, you know, 2 years ago. We are doing wonderful. I mean, I think we're fully staffed in most of our departments. That was something that came in our budget process this year, was all of the different departments when they came and spoke to us that they're full, or they're almost full, or they're able to get more work done because they have the people behind there. And so I think that correction has certainly paid off, and the success and the retaining of those employees are being shown.
You know, we brushed on this earlier, but you've been through that first budget cycle. What was that like?
That was a lot. I ended up having meetings once a week with the CFO because I just had all the questions. And, you know, I think that we all come in here thinking differently. And so understanding that process and where you can make the most impact is really important. So it was a very, very, there was a lot of pressure, I went into that meeting, both of our public hearings, not really knowing what to expect necessarily. And you know, it was really good. We had a couple of speakers, but a couple of them came up just to say thank you for certain things that we have addressed and that we have done really well. And that was really nice. Yeah. I think you go in there not really knowing, you know, if you have people that are going to be upset or thankful or just advocating for their specific topic. Getting that done was a huge pressure and weight lifted off of our shoulders, though.
You know, I've often heard candidates over the years say they want to bring sound business principles to local government.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that?
Yeah, I mean, I think you've got five commissioners right now that bring pretty sound business logic to their decision making. You know, I get at least four of us that have businesses that we either run or have ran. Yes, I think it's very good. I mean, I just told you I went to Goddard High School to speak to students this morning, and they asked me how I applied my business background to county budget. And, you know, when it's your money, you think real differently. And these taxes are our money, too. But when you think of when you need to make the expense, there's times where the money just has to be done, right? So we invested into 911 for 20 new call takers this budget cycle. We had to do that. That's going to improve the quality of our services. But there's some times that, you know, you got to pass on things. And I think when you're thinking of it like it's your own bank account, as we should, you start making different decisions.
There are priorities,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in recent years, politics, I'll use this word, has become nasty. Nasty business, at least national and state levels. A lot of mean talk, a lot of finger pointing. Mm-hmm. Yet on the local level, there seems to be a serious cooperation and problem solving going on. Give me a comment on that.
That's my motivation to be in the seat that I'm in. I think that that's exactly what we need is just your everyday people that care about the community, that have leadership and insight into these decisions that are being made. And really, if we're rowing together, we can get so much more done. I think so much time has been wasted in politics, battling and trying to be the smartest person in the room. And you know, you have to humble yourself. You have to work together. It's for me and my background, you know, the art of negotiation, right? I mean, there's going to be some gives and some takes. And ultimately, it's how do we move the ball forward with the best outcome?
Most of what the county does is operate state programs. Are you getting enough support in Topeka?
No. That is a challenge that I will share with you is we do. We have 16 departments that we run on behalf of the state. I'll give you two examples of departments that are currently underfunded or that we're looking at how we can improve the processes. One is the TAG office. I think I've heard from a lot of people about the TAG office frustrations here recently. It's severely underfunded. That's not why the lines are busy. It's also some of the decisions that the state has made allowing personalized tags on any type of tag and a 5-year renewable cycle. And you have to come in person. I mean, there's ways we need to automate and we need to modernize the system. An example is if you go in for to get title work done, it's $30. The Sedgwick County Treasurer's Office collects 75 cents on that transaction. We need to increase fees. We need to not fees for the users because the users because we want to be mean to them. We need to increase the fees that the county can take to support the system and the program that we're running for them. So we're going to work with our state friends and see if we can improve some of those.
Commissioner Beatty told me the other day that they've got one server for the entire state.
That is correct.
And it blows up about 3 times a week.
2 to 3 times a week and
there's
sometimes
no
2 to 3 hours.
There's no excuse for that.
No, we're in 2025. We're gonna try to bring them up to times. And that's exactly a good example of collaborative working together with other electeds. So, it's been a big problem for us. And our phones and emails are blowing up.
What's the biggest challenge in your job?
Ooh, biggest challenge. You know, you've got to be pretty agile. Every day kind of comes with a new issue, right? So we have TAG office was the big topic last week, and we've got a new one this week. And you've got to be able to shift gears and keep up with all of it. The second you're elected to care about what everybody else cares about, right? So making sure that you know enough to speak on those topics, but you also know where to go for the experts and make sure that you're getting the good information to make decisions.
I'm sure you get a lot of input from the voters. Is that helpful?
Yeah, it is.
Or is it just,
I wish, you wish you had more, sometimes. It's really interesting. You know, I feel like I'm really here to help educate the everyday person. You know, there's a lot of education that needs to go behind what your taxes are, where they go, who is it for. I think that through education, we'll be able to have more conversations. I love talking to people, and that's where I learn the most too. So I welcome all the conversations.
What's the fun side of being a Sedgwick County Commissioner?
The fun side, talking to you, Steve.
This is the high point. Yeah. I feel so sorry for you.
You know, we get to be a part of a lot of really monumental big times, right? So you talked about the state hospital, the mental hospital. you know, being at that groundbreaking, that was really cool. I wouldn't, you know, as an everyday business owner, I wouldn't get that invite necessarily. So I really love to celebrate our big wins. We have a lot of exciting things happening in and around Sedgwick County. So that's kind of the cherry on top is being invited into some really special moments.
All right. We're almost out of time. I was going to ask you what you do for a hobby or what when you're not at work.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, I think I work as my hobby nowadays, but it always has been. I do lift weights, so I love to run and lift weights. So hey, physical health.
Sounds great. Hey, thanks for being our guest. Hope it wasn't too painful for you.
No, thank you so much for having me.
Our guest is Sedgwick County Commissioner, 3rd District, Stephanie Wise. That's all for this edition of Issues 2025. As always, we will be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.